the Kirkton of Glen Isla. By the 14th to 16th century, Glen Isla was part of the lands of Cooper Angus Abbey, a Cistercian order known for farming and raising sheep, whose wool was used to make their long, flowing white robes. The abbey had extensive influence in the area through its ownership of huge tracts of land reaching right up into the glens, and in its role in developing the farming potential, which remains a mainstay of the area's economy. Ancient path networks took the monks through Glen Isla to the market town of Aileth and then on to Cooper Angus Abbey. Some of these paths are still recognised today as rights of way, with one incorporated into the Cataran Trail. The farming heritage made Glen Isla an attractive target for the Caterans. Too easily noticed if they attacked through the Cairnwell Pass, they moved over the adjacent tops and came into Glen Isla over the Monaga Pass to raid the cattle before driving the stolen beasts back over the pass. Following the Reformation in the 16th century, the lands were fewed to local noblemen from the Ogilvy family, who later took the title of Earl of Airlie. The rural seat of the Airlies became the subject of clan rivalries and battles, with the late medieval tower house and fortalice of Forter, Newton and Craig being burnt at various times, lastly in 1640 by Lord Argyll. Forter Castle is the only castle to have been rebuilt and still stands close to the Cataran Trail, giving a sense of the history of the area. In the more peaceful 19th century, the area became a romantic destination, with Queen Victoria and Prince Albert visiting the top of Glen Isla and picnicking on Caness on one of their last expeditions to the Highlands. The event is logged in the Queen's journals and was also subject of paintings by August Becker and Richard Principal Leach. In 1824, a local landowner added to the romantic look of the area by commissioning John Justice of Dundee to design and build a wrought iron suspension bridge over the River Isla, now a B-listed structure. The heritage of Kirkton of Glen Isla is of particular historic value as an illustration of the impact of the great abbeys in shaping the culture of the area prior to the Reformation, and of how the post-Reformation pattern of land ownership has left its mark on the landscape.